This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Eye on Houston. I am George Lindsay from 100.3 The Bull, and we are here today to talk about the Boot Walk. MD Anderson's Boot Walk to End Cancer is coming up next Saturday, November 4th. And we wanted to get a chance to talk a little bit about it because even though the Boot Walk has been going on for a few years, you may not be familiar with it. So I have brought in one of my good friends to talk about it, the chair of this year's MD Anderson Boot Walk to End Cancer. Bensu Oman is here. And Bensu, first of all, for people that are not aware of what the Boot Walk is, can you give kind of a little overview of what they can expect if they come out next weekend?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, George, for having me. So the Boot Walk is a 1.2-mile walk for MD Anderson. It is a fundraiser to raise funds for patient education, prevention programs, and research within MD Anderson.
And the thing that I love about it is the money that people raise through the Boot Walk, it stays right here in patient education, research programs. I've heard so many people talk about how they got funds and grants from the Boot Walk money, if you will, that allowed them to go on and get bigger grants and everything in the fight against cancer.
Yes, exactly. So clinical trials are funded also through money from the Boot Walk. And it's rare for a fundraiser to say that 100% of the funds goes right back into the cause. So that's one of the reasons why I've been supporting and fundraising for the Boot Walk.
If you want to find out more, you can go to mdanderson.org/bootwalk, and you can also find the Bull team there. We have a team that walks in it, and if you'd love to make a donation, we'd be honored to have you. But tell me, Bensu, your connection with MD Anderson. How did you come in contact with them, and now all of a sudden you're the chair of this year's Boot Walk?
So the Boot Walk's been going on for 8 years. I became involved 6 years ago. The reason I became involved is because of a breast cancer diagnosis for myself. So I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2017. While I was waiting my first chemo, I actually saw a flyer for the Boot Walk, which was to occur a week after in 2017. I wasn't able to join the Boot Walk that year because I was in active chemo, but I told myself that it was my goal that if I were to survive the cancer, that I would ensure that I would join the Boot Walk and fundraise for the Boot Walk. And so our team, Team Bensu, has been fundraising for the Boot Walk since 2018, and we've been involved since then.
And I came to know you because you about broke Facebook.
Yes.
You were the first person that I knew associated with the MD Anderson Boot Walk to End Cancer that had success on fundraising on Facebook. Tell me about that journey.
Yeah, so fundraising for the Boot Walk can occur several different ways. We have people who get handwritten checks. We have people who donate online. And we also had the opportunity to do a Facebook fundraiser back in 2018. So that was a way that I was able to connect with my friends and family across the country, across the globe, really. And I set a goal for $500. We actually hit that goal within the first couple of minutes. And our friends and family, they were donating so fast that we actually broke the link between the Facebook fundraiser and MD Anderson that year.
I love that story because, first of all, it shows your family's connection to MD Anderson. But also, I think it shows the depth of the caring that Houston has when it comes to being home to the MD Anderson Cancer Center. Just so much incredible work and so many lives that have been touched by it.
Yes, for sure. So I was very lucky to have MD Anderson in my backyard. I went to the Sugarland campus for all my treatment, chemo, radiation, surgery. But a lot of people don't have that option. So even in waiting rooms, as I awaited chemo, I saw people driving in from all areas of Texas, and then also people were flying in to be able to be treated here at MD Anderson. So that is where we know that the reach for MD Anderson is not just locally within Houston or Texas, or even nationally. It's actually a global reach.
Talking with Bensu Oman, with getting information about the Boot Walk. It's MD Anderson's Boot Walk to End Cancer is what it's called, and a good demonstration of the difference. I wear cowboy boots a lot. I work at a country music station, so you would probably think that's true. But I notice you have on different kind of boots today, and that's the thing about the Boot Walk is that there's every type of person, because cancer is that way. I always like to tell people we're the most inclusive walk in the city of Houston because everybody is represented or touched by cancer.
Yeah, and that's actually how the Boot Walk came about. It's saying, you know, cancer doesn't really care what type of boots you wear, that everyone is affected. Me, myself, being a breast cancer survivor, I did a lot of research and trying to figure out what did I want to support after I went through that diagnosis. And that is also another reason why the Boot Walk means so much. The monies raised goes back to supporting all types of cancers. So not just breast cancer. I just wanted to ensure that we were working toward raising funds to help support all types of cancer.
What was it like for you when you got that diagnosis, that call, that meeting with the doctor? Walk me through that.
Yeah, so 2017 was the year of Harvey. So I did feel the lump myself for the breast cancer and was delayed in seeing the doctor because everything was closed, you know, here in Houston for about 2 weeks. So once I got into the doctor, everything, you know, went pretty quickly. My call for diagnosis actually came on October the 13th. It was Friday the 13th.
Oh, wow.
And it was actually the breast cancer pink out day for my girl's school. At the time, they were just 5 and 10. Mm-hmm. So I dressed them up in all pink, sent them to school for breast cancer awareness. But I did have to tell them when they got back that I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
That was 6 years ago. It feels like yesterday, but also feels like a lifetime ago. It's hard to explain.
It is, yes.
How that one date just feels forever ago, and we look back and we say, I can't believe we did that. But that's where I always say we didn't really do anything. It was our friends, our family, doctors at MD Anderson, just the care team that helped us get to where we are today. So that's 6 years later, cancer-free and chair the Boot Walk.
For people that have never had to deal with the MD Anderson process, I always tell them that it's like meeting the lost, like family tree.
Yes.
Because you get treated like family when you go in there. Did you find that?
Yes, for sure. So just from the very beginning of walking into a building, from the security guard to the team that directs you where to go, those that check you in, the doctors, the nurses, everyone, there treats you like family. So I felt comfortable while I was there. So it eased my nerves. I knew that I was in the right place. So I knew that the team would take care of me.
What was the toughest point for you during treatment?
I think it was just the very beginning, just hearing the diagnosis, not knowing what the plan was, that you get all these thoughts in your head where you don't know what to do. They always tell you don't Google your cancer, but I didn't listen.
Right.
I did.
Right.
So I was just going down different paths of, you know, what if. But that first meeting with my oncologist really calmed my nerves, where I knew that there was a plan in place. I also knew that it was the best care team that was put together. So MD Anderson goes towards like a team approach. So my case was brought to a group of doctors. So my care and my treatment wasn't just picked by one person.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a team that came together, looked at what the diagnosis was, looked at, you know, prognosis, looked at age, looked at everything, to then come up with what the treatment plan would be.
All right, I'm going to be there next Saturday for the Boot Walk. For folks that are maybe just tuning in or haven't heard about it before, tell them the specifics of what they need to know about next Saturday and how they can be involved.
Yeah, so the Boot Walk this year is Saturday, November the 4th. It'll be in the Texas Medical Center near the MD Anderson campus. You can register online. It is a 1.2 mile walk. We'll begin the walk at 9 a.m., but our opening ceremony will start at 8:40. So come early, park, come in. There'll be lots of treats there, snacks and breakfast. And then after the walk, which again is only 1.2 miles, and we do that so everyone is able to. So even if you are a current patient, former patient, friends, family, kids, it's a family-friendly environment. Be sure to bring everybody out. And then after the walk, there's a party on the prairie. So be sure to stay afterwards and come say hi and enjoy enjoy all the fun that's out there.
Thank you so much for coming in today. I'll be there as the MC. Bensu is the chairman. Please make sure you say hi. And again, it's mdanderson.org/bootwalk. It is absolutely free to register. We'd be honored if you want to be on the bull team. Either way, form your own team, get out there, join somebody's team, and be part of this next Saturday. Bensu, thank you.
No, thank you, George.
Always like to say the boot walk is so Texas. No matter if you got work boots on, like we talked about earlier, cowboy boots, what your UGG boots, whatever, you can be part of it. The most inclusive walk in Houston, because cancer does touch everyone. If your family's been touched by cancer or you yourself, we'd love for you to have an impact for us. Again, check out mdanderson.org/bootwalk to sign up or make a donation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.